The key is not to prioritize what's on your schedule, but to schedule your priorities. And that is the thought for today.
Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day.
In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we learn about a simple but effective way to be more productive. Enjoy.
When it comes to productivity, we spend so much time focused on the work. It's about managing tasks, striking through to-do lists, organizing our calendars, sending emails, and shipping projects. Once we dial in our work habits and catch some momentum, all we want to do is ride that wave as long as we possibly can. So we work longer hours, cram as much as we can into our days, and continue to drive towards our goals. The problem with that approach is that if left unchecked, we will continue to work well beyond the point of what's good for us. We become oblivious to the damage that we're doing to our mental health and our own well-being, and eventually to our long-term productivity. If we truly want to be productive for years on end and not just for short blips at a time, it requires finding balance. Quite simply, you have the self-awareness to slow down, or you eventually completely burn out. It might help to think about it in terms of a video game. We're all characters, each of us with our own strengths and weaknesses, our own unique skills, traits, and idiosyncrasies. As you go through your day, you use up your energy on tasks like studying, checking email, and taking out the garbage. Some of these tasks are more draining than others. There are certain ways that you can boost your energy during the day. But as the sun begins to set and you work past 8, 9, or 10 hours, your energy levels eventually tap out. And at that point, there's no amount of coffee that will keep you going. The only thing that will restore your energy is rest. That's simple enough. But when you stretch out this process for days and then for weeks, when you pack each day with as much as you possibly can, focusing on increasing your productivity above all else, when you ignore proper rest, then you will fail to replenish your entire energy reserves. Just like a battery that loses its full charge, over time you will only reach, say, 80-90% of your potential energy. And the more you grind yourself down, the lower that threshold becomes. Now, I don't think that there's anything wrong with pushing yourself really, really hard. I know that I often do that with my own work. There's this advice that I got from my friend and director Cole Walliser. He said, sometimes you have to push yourself across the line to find out where it is. And I find that to be so true. But if you continue to push yourself across the line time and time again, over and over again, then you're an idiot. And don't feel bad, because I certainly put myself in that category. I've made that mistake so many times until I realized that I needed to start taking rest just as seriously in my productivity as anything else. As my friends at Wandering Aimfully summed it up, a day jam-packed with tasks can be just as productive as a day of rest. When it comes to incorporating rest into your life, I found that you need to be really proactive and thoughtful about how you do it. And when you think about it, there are really only three ways that we can accomplish this. Create boundaries for your days, for your weeks, and for your months. When it comes to your daily boundaries, you might set restrictions on what time you begin and end work each day. Yes, you could continue to work till midnight, night after night, but that will eventually catch up with you. When you accept that there's only so much you can do in a day, and you understand that real progress takes time, you can begin to bring balance into your days. For weekly boundaries, it's really important to respect the weekend. It's so easy to tell yourself, I'm just going to do a little bit of writing on Saturday. I'm just going to check a few emails on Sunday night. But eventually, that will turn into a 7-day work week. There's no quicker way to burn out and no quicker way to ruin your passion than by not giving yourself the proper time to recharge each week. And finally, you can set monthly boundaries. Look at how you can create boundaries and incorporate extended rest on a monthly or bi-monthly basis. This is one of the most overlooked because it's not naturally baked into our typical routines. Most of us work 9 to 5 during the day and have weekends off. Not many of us take the time to truly take a step back from our lives and reset. Cal Newport's 2016 book, Deep Work, made the compelling case that the most valuable skill in our economy is how deep, undistracted work will allow you to gain focus and get more done. To piggyback along with the title of Cal's book, I think there's something else that many of us miss, especially those of us deeply entrenched in the productivity world. And that's something that I started calling a deep break. So similar to Cal Newport's deep work, instead of doing that work, you're getting away and escaping for at least 4 days to a remote location to detach from everything, from work, from your life, from your problems and your troubles. And whenever we go on these breaks, we have some rules that we set for ourselves to make sure that we truly do detach. The first rule is get away from your home, office, and city. I've lived between Philadelphia, New York City, and Los Angeles for the better part of the past 12 years. I love living in cities, but I also often feel deprived of nature. So getting out of the city and away from the nonstop busyness within it helps to calm my nervous system. The second rule is to limit your screen time. Apart from podcasts and my Kindle, I do not use any other screens while I'm away. When it comes to the content, I don't like to listen or read about current events. With my most recent trip, I stuck to reading nonfiction books and listening to history podcasts. And the third rule, keep your work at home. Your ego tricks you into the importance of your work, and it makes you feel like you're going to miss out on something. Like you need to continue to work, or eventually you'll fall back into those old patterns of being lazy, procrastinating, and not doing anything, which is truly terrifying for somebody who used to struggle so much with getting to work. With these trips, your job is to shut it down and do absolutely nothing.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.